So, Jerome, I've been puzzling over this since I knew you were going to be here this week, and I'm trying to figure out how Detroit and Michigan is dealing with the mayoral crisis in your fair city.
It is just a saga that goes on and on and on.
I mean, we've covered it blow by blow here at the Takeaway, but it still is incomprehensible to me on some level how you proceed.
Well, it just about blocked out the sun all of last year. I mean, we barely heard about the presidential election because so much attention was focused on this crisis.
Well, give me a recap, and there's actually a pretty big headline today in the next sort of act of what's going on.
That's right. Part 57, there's a mayoral primary today. It's a special primary. Detroiters head back to the polls to fill out the last few months of former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick's term. He resigned late last year after a political scandal. The city is going through a lot of problems. There's a deficit that could approach $300 million. The jobless rate is getting close to 11%. And on top of all that, the voter turnout today is expected to be very light. It's very strange.
It sounds like people have really just given up on some level. And, you know, whatever voters do show up at the polls are the road back, a few footsteps, though.
Yeah. I mean, a big difference between what happened in November with the presidential election and what's expected to happen today. We've got someone on the line to talk about that. Rochelle Riley is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press. She studies all things Detroit. How are you this morning, Rochelle?
I'm fine. Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Give us a quick rundown of some of the key players in today's special primary.
Well, we've got too many people running, but the ones who are expected to be in the top five are Dave Bing, a former NBA Detroit Piston, who has had a business in the city and has helped create jobs in the city, but has lived in the suburbs, which was an issue for a small number of voters. And then there's Mayor Ken Cockrell. He's the mayor who was the president of the city council and moved up to hold the job until the special election. There's a former general counsel for the former mayor who went to jail, Sharon McPhail. And she is running and has run several times before. And there's the sheriff of Wayne County, which encompasses Detroit, Warren Evans, who was endorsed by the Detroit Free Press and who is running on a public safety issue. And crime is a huge problem here.
Now, you know, you and I, we've talked over the months, so over the years, and we talk to you a good deal about, you know, what you hear Detroiters are talking about. For the rest of the country that's listening today, what are some of the key issues that are going to make a difference in this election?
Well, everything about this economy is hitting Detroit and Michigan harder than every place else because of the auto industry. So we're talking jobs and crime. We've got a terrible crime problem. And we've got a terrible unemployment problem. And when you couple that with the fact that the Detroit public schools are some of the worst in the nation, so you don't have the type of education flow that's going to get people jobs that they weren't used to getting, which is working at the plants and working on the line, there's just a real sense of hopelessness going on right now.
Now, the expectation is that usually in a democracy, people are looking for some sort of change. They go out and they say, hey, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. But the city clerk says fewer than 15% of the registered voters are expected to take part in today's special primary. Why is that the case?
Well, the sad thing is that's always been the case with special elections and local elections where you've got turnout that's 10 to 15%, even in mayoral races that involve the former mayor. Now, more people turn out for presidential elections. Every 4 years, you get around 50 to 53%. But I get the sense that people are not as sure or as clear or don't care about who's in office as long as they can say the types of things that are concerns for them. But then when those things don't get done, I don't think they really realize, well, if the person who is in office isn't doing it, you have the opportunity to choose someone else. So you get lots of complaints about street lights and vacant houses and trash pickup, but people don't really equate that with the mayor. So they call city council members about those things, and the mayor is something totally separate. I've talked to, I can't tell you how many people who either don't plan to vote because they don't think it matters, or don't plan to vote because they thought this special election was a waste of time and money.
Quick question. We've only got a minute left. This is the first of four mayoral elections in Detroit this year. Is that generating some apathy that people know they're going to have to vote again and again and again and again this year?
Well, again, what I'm hearing is protest. This primary, the special election today, which is a primary, the top two finishers go to a general election in May, where one of those two people will become the mayor for 7 months. And then in August, there will be the normal primary. And the mayor who is serving that short term will have to run against all the other people who are interested in mayor for the November general election. So it's confusing, it's frustrating, and I think some people have said, we're going to wait for the real mayor in November and start dealing with things then. But a lot can happen in 7 months.
Thanks so much, Rochelle.
Thank you.
Rochelle Riley is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. And right now, let's check in with Femi Okeh. What's going on, Femi?
Hi there, Jerome. The time is 21 minutes to the top of the hour.